This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, February 3, 2021, The Memorial of St. Blaise, by Father William Doc Holliday.
We rejoice in our sufferings. In words of my mouth, meditations of all of our hearts, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We rejoice in our sufferings. That does not mean we are masochists. We don't want to suffer, but we rejoice in them because it is proof positive of our faith. St. Paul, up to this point, and even at the beginning of this reading, he ties everything up. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what is theologically referred to as justification. We are justified before God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is through our Lord Jesus Christ that we have peace with God. If you are outside of our Lord Jesus Christ and faith in him, you are not at peace with God. Thus saith the Lord. We need to understand that St. Paul, he is up to this point and again ties it all up here, explain to us about justification before God through Christ Jesus. But now he begins to discuss practicalities. He begins to discuss with us what we would refer to as the Catholic experience. This is how we live life. This is how we are to understand how we are to live life and how we should approach even times of trial. Because as St. Paul says, it is the times of trial that bring us to an appreciation for this justification or peace with God that we have. Because nothing in this world that we experience can upset or disappoint us in the hope that we have received through our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, it doesn't mean that these things go away. They, for us, as a matter of fact, because of this whole premise that we rejoice in our sufferings and that they drive home the fact, not only for us, but for others, the fact that we have a confidence in something that goes beyond what we experience in this world. Divine grace in us, there's this little formula that St. Paul uses. Divine grace produces us endurance, character, and hope through tribulations. This is why he goes through that formula. In this world, you have sufferings. Knowing this suffering produces endurance. Endurance produces the character, and character produces hope. We have to appreciate that formula. We never want to look down on that formula. We are so quick to, do anything we possibly can to take sufferings away from us, whether they be physical, emotional, whatever they might be, and not appreciate the fact that our salvation was won for us through sufferings, through someone being spat upon, scourged, tormented, humiliated, and then executed for us. This is why we get into heaven. Our faith, I said last Sunday, and as we go through Lent, if you're doing it right, you should appreciate that it's not pretty all the time. There are some gloriously pretty and beautiful things in our Mass. There are some glorious liturgical times, Easter, Christmas. But there are other times when the reality strikes that we have to appreciate the fact that through sufferings, we learn and others learn through us. What do they learn? The love of God. The love of God. You got to watch how you define this, because after he goes through this formula about all these things producing ultimately hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given us. Always remember that that love of God that's poured into our hearts, it is not our love for Him. It is His love for us. This is why we have what we have, is because of His love for us. And that love is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. And through that, when we endure in this world, again, not only does it solidify our own hope, but it also makes us appreciate the fact, or should make us appreciate the fact, that others learn through us. I always point out, it's very easy to be a good Catholic when we're sitting in here, it's dry, we're not worried about anybody coming in here, putting handcuffs on us and carting us off somewhere, you know, setting us on fire, feeding us to animals, or any of that good stuff. It's easy to be a Catholic. It's not so easy to be a Catholic when something really horrible, I'll let you fill in the blank, you figure it out. The things that happen to us are happening to us, continue to happen to us. Some problems don't go away. Some are acute. Some are chronic. We have to appreciate that. We have to understand that it is through sufferings. When things are going bad in your life, no matter what it might be, the way you react to it speaks volumes to other people, particularly when it's bad. When it's bad, we shine brighter. I always say, the dimmest of bulbs will shine very brightly the darker it is. We need to appreciate that. This is what St. Paul's talking about. He's talking about our witness. Again, we should understand. We should have hope. But at the end of the day, we should appreciate that this speaks a tremendous amount to others. Today, the memorial of St. Blaise. St. Blaise, through what he endured, we can't tell because we know very little about St. Blaise. We can't tell what it really did for him, aside from the fact that he is now a saint of Holy Church. So that should tell you something right there. But we do know for a fact that there were some two women specifically who are named in the Roman Martyrology who, during his tortures, prior to his martyrdom, during his tortures, they actually went, they were so moved by how he endured his tortures that they went out and soaked up some of his spilled blood with their own garments, and people witnessed them do that, and they in turn were executed. They were so moved by someone enduring their sufferings properly that they too came to this faith in this one Jesus Christ, and then they in turn shed their blood. And for them, it was placement in the Roman Martyrology. Every day in this year, we read their names if you use the old liturgy. This is what we need to understand about this spectacle that it is for us when we, no matter what's going on in our lives, can present a Catholic approach to the whole thing for others to see, to make them dumbfounded, to not get it. How can she put up with this? How can he deal with this and still maintain a life of faith? This is the witness. Tribulation leads to patience. It leads to endurance. It leads to hope. The Holy Spirit speaking today, St. Paul says that's going to happen. We see it happen in the lives of St. Blaise and all the martyrs, and we see what their witness has gained for the church. That's why the church has always said that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. We need to appreciate that. Our witness in times of tribulation has to be such as it makes people actually think that we might believe what we say. Case in point, can't escape this one. If those of you who are here on the Epiphany, I was comparing and contrasting the blessings of holy water traditionally and in the modern church. And I emphasized that the holy water traditionally blessed is blessed explicitly. One of the things explicit is to keep us from becoming sick. And I pointed out, kind of interesting, that in our day where everybody's afraid of getting sick, in most places the holy water fonts are empty. That really doesn't make any sense to me. That is a poor witness. That is telling people you really don't believe what you say you believe. I could not help myself. It's like a bad car wreck, okay, where you just can't keep your... I had to do it. I had to punch up today. Blessing of the throats in your area. Guess what I read? Because of the pandemic, there will be no blessing of throats. But one of the first symptoms of the pandemic, if you got it, is what? A sore throat. The blessing of throats is a sacramental of Holy Church. It's a sacramental of Holy Church that demonstrates that we have sacramentals that we say are efficacious in keeping people from getting sick. And when we're confronted with people really getting sick, we're not going to do it. That is a poor witness. And that is a gross overstatement. That's disbelief. We don't really believe what we say. That's the bottom line. And it's not a matter of getting comparing and contrasting what goes on here, what goes on out there. That's not what this is about all. This is about faith. This is about faith and the necessity of living your life. And that is a glaring example of many Catholics who say one thing and do another. That's the whys of this whole thing. And I don't do this because I get a charge out of it. My life would be a whole lot easier if I would just be like everybody else, tell them about God's mercy and grace, and we'll just move on from that. Because, yeah, that's the truth of our faith, but so is a lot of other things. These are what the scriptures teach us. You know, this isn't about just St. Blaise or about what's going on in Orlando today. It's about the Holy Spirit saying that tribulation and sufferings produce endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. The church has shown herself to be without character now. Most parents worth their salt will not deal with children and not say a word about it if they don't have good character. One of the first things we try to teach them is to have good character. The church has lost her good character in a whole lot of places. This is the reality of things. This is why you must appreciate what the Holy Spirit says about how these things work. This is why we should not be so quick to want to shun bad things in our life, because we don't like them. Nobody likes them. St. Peter didn't want to be hung upside down on a cross. The martyrs didn't want to be flayed alive, fed to animals, burned to death, but they endured it. Why? Because it's a witness. Why would God do such a thing? What? For a witness. This is why. What you see in the gospel today, you go and preach to all nations. He doesn't leave it at that. Go preach to them. Go tell them words about what's going. Prove it. Prove it to them. Lay your hands on them so they will get well. Imagine if our Lord lived in our day. Go lay your hands on them so that they will get well. But don't go over there, because they're actually really sick over there. So you might want to watch your laying hands on them. You can catch something. That doesn't make any sense. Our Catholic life is a life of experience. It is a faith that's lived. It's a faith that we should act like we truly believe what we say. And when we don't, that is bad character. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.